We often talk about this, but we have to bring it up all the time. As it was in the days of Noah. A brother just brought it up. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. People are eating, drinking, marrying. Then sudden destruction comes upon them. I get it. Everybody's got to eat to survive. But we don't eat for entertainment. We don't follow the world as a passion and a drive. Entertainment is the god of this world. God destroyed Noah's day for violence. That's physical violence. That's injustice. That's rebellion and corruption against a holy God. That's what's happened to the world today. And America is just like Sodom and Gomorrah. America is Sodom 2. You're living in Sodom 2. And unless you repent,
free Palestine.
Unless you repent, Jesus was a Jew. He's the glorious only Savior of the world. But you got to come out of the world in order to receive this Savior. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God, or you have no hope, American neighbors. Living for your flesh, living for this world, living for your false church system. You have no hope to come. Jesus sent a stark warning to the people. Unless you repent, it will be worse for you than it was for the towns around when he preached. For it was Nineveh even repented. And they weren't even God's people at the time. But America claims God bless America. No, God is not going to bless America. Wake up. God is setting up America for judgment. It's actually set itself up. And the whole world is ready to be purged. The whole world is ready to be burnt up. The whole world is ready to suffer the wrath of God because of sin and rebellion. If you're not willing to turn from your sin and your rebellion, you can't be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ as you live like the world. You can't be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb as you keep trampling the blood of the Lamb. Think about it. Crosses aren't going to save you. They're just a good luck charm, which is against the Holy God. Unless you believe it, know it, and you're living it. I used to do that stuff. When I was an evangelical, I used to wear a cross. What does it mean? Oh, Jesus died on a stake. He didn't even die on a cross. People wearing these relics and these symbols, it doesn't mean anything, neighbor. Has your heart and your mind and your life been transformed by the Word of God? Do you know what it takes to find salvation, neighbor? Salvation, redemption. Emmanuel, God with us. What does that mean, God with us? It means Christ, fully man, fully God in the flesh. And he came to seek and save the lost. But the Americans that walk around with t-shirts and hats and bumper stickers and metal crosses, and they say, I got Jesus. You don't have Jesus in a metal cross. You don't have Jesus in a bumper sticker. You don't have Jesus in a Sunday church service. You don't have Jesus when he's on your lips but not being lived out through your heart in your everyday life. Go read Matthew 15. Matthew 15 says, howbeit in vain they worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, keeping the traditions of man. Most people don't realize this. The Bible talks about God is love and he is love. Did you know God also hates? God hates every false way, 119:104. God hates the worker of iniquity, Psalm 5. And Psalm 11 says he hates those who love violence. John 9 says he does not hear the prayers of sinners. If you're a practicing sinner, God does not hear your prayers. Willful sin will separate you from a holy God. Willful sin is going to separate you from the kingdom of God. willful sin. Sin you practice and live on in. Are you living on in sin, neighbor? What is sin? False traditions. What is sin? Carnality and flesh. What is sin? Trampling the blood of Jesus.
Thanks for spending the time. Reach out if you have some questions. Okay.
Will do.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, I ran through the gospel.
Good job.
Test yourself, neighbors. Do not be deceived. Judgment's coming. You got to turn and repent. The judgment of God is coming on America and the world. You can't hide from the wrath of God. Foolishness, feminization, frivolity, and sin is going to separate from the love of God. Jesus did not die to allow you to live in sin. Jesus died to make you eligible to be cleansed of your sin and to find eternal life. Did you know that? Jesus didn't die so that you could live on in your sin. Jesus died to make you eligible to come out of your sin. What a glorious thing to be eligible to be forgiven and washed clean of your sin. But you have to change your mind and your ways. You got to be willing to seek Christ. He'll meet you in the middle. But you know what the Bible says? Draw near to God and He'll draw near to you in the book of James. Hebrews says, seek Him diligently. He's a rewarder if you do. In Acts 17, Paul said, God calls all men everywhere to repent. Have you repented and come out of the world, neighbor? Have you repented and come out of your false American churchianity? You see, flesh is an enemy to God. You cannot be in the flesh and be of God. America operates in the flesh, on the flesh, all about the flesh. Everything separates you that's outside of the Father's will. What's good, pure, true, worthy, and noble, neighbors? You're living for the flesh if you come to be entertained at these places. Test yourself, sir. We love our neighbor. We don't want you to be lost. Turn. Surrender your life. Lose your life for the cause of Jesus Christ. Lest you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus didn't die so we could continue on in our worldliness. Jesus didn't die so that we could carry on and enjoy our flesh and please ourselves. Jesus came into the world and He said, come to Me all that are weary and heavy laden and I will give you rest. You can find the rest of Jesus Christ. You can find hope and joy and peace. You can find eternal life. Salvation has come. His name is salvation. Jesus in the Old Testament. Yeshua means salvation. What a glorious Savior. Yeshua means salvation. You can have salvation. You can find eternal life, but you gotta turn and you gotta seek Him with all that you are.
How about my love? You know what my love is? Jesus.
How do you love God?
By doing the right thing, being obedient, helping those who need to be helped, homeless, childs, I love my neighbors, I love myself.
How about obeying all his commandments?
That's what it is, obedience.
Obedience, obeying his commandments. And so I have a question. You got mad before. Do we obey God by being of and like the world?
You was correcting me. Right. At the beginning.
Rebuke is a good thing.
And then at the beginning. See, it is good. Like when I got a little angry or mad, but it was good to me because when I walk out, I got me a little time for the Holy One.
To convict you.
He works on you, yep.
Good, I'm glad you were convicted. Don't be of the world and like the world. Our website would help you and bless you, and email us. We'd love to help you go deeper in the truth.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep doing what you do. Yeah, definitely. Make sure you come out
God
of the world.
Jesus, he always, the people came to him, but he always went to be found. And the best part is, like I say, and I know, because the Bible tells me that we the real Christians, we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're supposed to preach it and defend the word. And Jude says, earnestly contend for the faith. That's what we do out here. Check out our website. Every day we're adding material to edify. And email us. We'd love to talk to you.
Okay.
God be praised.